Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the third week in Ordinary Time, January 30th, 2026. And our gospel passage today comes from St. Mark, where he writes, "With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private." Jesus, a great teacher, never speaks above anyone's head. He speaks to hearts, not merely to intellects. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus shaped his teaching as they were able to understand it. God always adapts his voice to our capacity, to our maturity, to our readiness, our wounds, our openness. This is not condescension. It is mercy. The eternal Word who spoke galaxies into existence bends low to speak in images of seeds, of lamps, nets, wheat, weeds, birds, and branches. He lowers himself so that we might be lifted up into truth. But even more, today's gospel reveals something intimate and astonishing. Jesus not only speaks to the crowds, he whispers deeper truths to his disciples in private. A parable is not merely a teaching device, it is a spiritual threshold. It hides truth from the resistant, but reveals truth to the humble. It protects the mystery from mockery, while inviting the sincere to come closer. To understand a parable fully, one must do more than listen. One must follow. The crowds heard Jesus, but the disciples stayed with him. And because they stayed, they received something the world could not receive: the quiet explanation of God himself. Imagine sitting beside Jesus at dusk, the fire crackling, the crowds dispersed, and he leans in and says, "Let me tell you what this really means." This moment is not just historical, it is sacramental. It continues in the life of every believer who draws near to Christ. Where is this private explanation given to the modern disciple? Not in new public revelations, but in the depths of the heart. It is given in prayer when the word pierces us, in silence after communion, in the gentle correction of conscience, in a moment of forgiveness, in a sudden clarity about our purpose, in suffering that becomes mysteriously fruitful. There, the Holy Spirit, the inner teacher, unfolds what we could never see on our own. Jesus' method has not changed. He still speaks as you are able to understand. He still reveals more as you draw closer. The question is whether we choose to be a part of the crowd or a part of the circle gathered near the fire. Approach Scripture with humility, not asking, "What do I already know?" but, "Lord, show me what I cannot see." Give Jesus time in private. 5 minutes of quiet after reading the gospel often reveals more than an hour of study. expect growth over time. Some truths Jesus cannot tell us yet, not because he withholds them, but because our hearts need to grow to hold them. Obey the light you already have. The more we live what he has already spoken, the more he entrusts to us. Perhaps you feel discouraged that you do not understand Scripture as deeply as you wish. Perhaps you struggle to hear God or to discern his voice. Take comfort. Jesus speaks to you exactly as you are able to hear him today, and he will speak more tomorrow. Your capacity for God expands with every act of faith, every turning from sin, every moment of openness. Grace does not rush. God forms you at the pace of love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who spoke in parables to the crowds and in clarity to your friends, open my heart to hear your living word. Draw me into the quiet place where you explain all things. Make me a true disciple, one who listens, follows, and receives. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others in your life. And may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.